You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Specials Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Welcome along to a new look specials podcast for 2016. My name's Rob Dixon. I'm going to be taking you through the X Factor as we've reached the crucial stage of the live shows, and we will get Andy Holding on the line a bit later on to talk about Strictly. X Factor, so what do we know? Well, we've finally made it to the live shows after 10 weeks of really sort of difficult competition. It's difficult to know at the moment which way they're going to go, the producers. We haven't really seen anything to suggest that, as in previous years, they've sort of had a chosen one. Louisa Johnson last year, Fleur East. This year's been a little bit more tricky to sort of fathom out which way they're going to go. The prices at the moment, Matt Terry 2-1 favourite, Emily Middlemas is 4-1. 5 After Midnight, previously 5 a.m., 9-2. Gifty Louise at 7-1. Samantha Lavery, 10-1. Brooks Way, formerly The Brooks, at 12-1. Ryan Laurie, 14-1. Freddie Parker, 25. Sarah Alto, 25. Probably the most talked about contestant this year, Honey G, she's 33-1. Bratavio, which are a change of name as well from Cosmic Riot, which was a change of name from Bradley and Ottavio. So Bratavia is their new name, 50-1 for them and 50-1 for Relly C. Yeah, it's been a difficult show really to gather going through the sort of show, the audition shows. Nobody's really stood out this year. And that's what makes the show quite good really. It's quite the first live show is basically the first live show they get to sing basically which song they want to sort of really push themselves in the show. So there's no set fee this year. Going on to the first elimination, Bratavia, our favourites at 2-1 with Relly C at 9-4. Based on those two, you'd think Relly C would be the one in danger this week. Massively, she's hardly been shown. Her first audition was never actually shown on the main ITV channel. She's only been shown small clips as well at boot camp. She got a little bit more of a segment sort of later on, but nobody, you've not really been given a chance to sort of get used to her or get to know, while the others have sort of got a backstory. You don't really know a lot about Relly C, and that's what makes her vulnerable this week. So she's 9-4 to go. A bit further down the list, Freddie Parker 6-1, Sarah Alto 13-2, Honey G 7-1, Brooks Way is 14-1, Ryan Laurie 14-1, Gifty Louise 25-1, Samantha Lavery 28-1, 5 After Midnight 100-1, Emily Middlemas 100-1, and Matt Terry 100-1. There are many markets out on the William Hill site. We've got Outright, we've got the elimination as we've just gone through. Top three finish, the categories, boys, girls, overs and groups. We've got a number of week one specials also on the site, which acts are going to finish in the bottom two, which is going to be the first act announced safe. Will we take it to deadlock this week, and which judge will lose an act throughout the first week? So, I mean, that's quite an interesting one, because Sharon Osbourne's 10-11, Louis Walsh 7-4, Nicole Scherzinger 5-1, and Simon Cowell 10-1. You'd imagine the way it's going, it's likely to be the two market leaders, Bratavio and Relly C, could be bottom two. So, despite the fact that Bratavio is shorter to go, you just wonder if the novelty act is enough really to keep them going over Relly C. So, yeah, going on to tips shortly before we get to Andy. Relly C, I just can't really see how she survives personally. So she's going to struggle in the sing-off. Even if she sings better, they take it to deadlock. You think Bratavio have just about got there must be enough support, I think, the fact to keep them going. So for X Factor, I will be tipping up this week Rally C for first elimination. Now on to Andy.
Yeah, thanks very much, Rob. Yeah, now you're listening to Andy Holding, who's going to take a look at the betting this weekend, or the betting opportunities for Strictly Come Dancing on week number three. Of course, we've already had a couple of weeks gone by, and we lost our first celebrity in the shape of Melvin last week, who went at the first time of asking. But we've had a chance to have a look at the contestants do pretty much both Latin and ballroom. So we've got a good idea now who's the very strong dancers among the remaining group of 13. Top of the pile is Danny Mack, who's a very much a worthy favourite. He looks to be the heartthrob of this particular series. He reminds me very much of Harry Judd several years ago, with being very much a housewife favourite and someone who can dance spectacularly at both dancing. Of course, he's been very good so far in the Cha-Cha and the Viennese Waltz. This weekend, he's doing the Paso Doble, which should be a very, very good dance for Danny, being as though he's a very agile mover. This dance requires the contestant to be very dynamic and strong, and he's got that in abundance. Plenty of good cake work there, and a good series of choreography with him and Oti should see him solidify his position at the top of the market. I certainly wouldn't put you off around about 2-1 William Hill. I actually think he'll be a good bit shorter than that come this weekend. If, of course, there was a highest dancer category, or the highest scoring dancer category, I think he'd probably sail through this particular weekend. Other strong contestants so far appear to be Louise Redknapp, who's done two very strong dances in the shape of the Jive and the Viennese Waltz. She's doing the Cha-Cha this week to Flashdance. Of course, it's movie weekend this week, and she should be very proficient in that. She looks a very solid dancer. I think top woman category very much looks to be hers to lose at the moment. She's currently 11-10 with William Hill, but there doesn't appear to be too many strong females against her. Maybe Claudia Fragapani, who could do a good dance this weekend in the Charleston, might put her under some kind of a pressure later on in the series. But at the moment, Louise is very much top dog in that particular market. We're looking towards perhaps a couple of value bets this weekend, with the first next contestant to leave the show. My recommendation here would be Naga Machetti from the Early Morning Breakfast show. The reason I do think she'll go, I don't think Naga's really got into the flavour of Strictly Come Dancing yet. She looks very, very quiet and very shy and not very dynamic. She's not really letting herself go. She doesn't appear as though she's really enjoying the show at the moment, and I think that could let her down in the long term. She's doing a very, very tough dance for her this weekend as well. She's doing the tango, and you need to be very strong and dynamic. It's a very character-driven dance, and I think for that reason she's going to really struggle. At the moment, she seems very dispensable as well, and looking at some of the polls I've been looking at, she's right at the bottom of the list as well. And you compare her to Ed Balls, who's the market leader this week. I don't think Ed has got any chance of going. He did a fantastic Charleston, which recorded 93,000 playbacks on YouTube this week, so I think he's going to be more and more popular as the weeks go on. Everyone to see Ed. He's really getting into the flavour of the show, as Naga isn't. So I don't think there's any chance of Ed Balls going. Who's going to be in the dance-off with Naga? It's pretty difficult to choose at the moment. Maybe Legend of Joseph could slip into that category, but she looks as though she's doing quite a strong dance for her this week in the shape of the Quickstep. And even if she gets into a dance-off situation with Naga, I'd expect the King of the Ballroom, Leslie and Anton, of course, to pull through there on this particular weekend. So if you're looking for a value bet around about 9-2 this week, I suggest that Naga Machetti is very vulnerable, and she could easily go this weekend. Looking towards perhaps another bet long term, I do think Judge Rinder is shaping up quite nicely. He seems to have a really decent following. He's actually got the most YouTube hits of any playbacks at the moment. His first week Cha-Cha-Cha has polled in an incredible 490,000. And he seems to be a very, very popular and a good dancer as well. So I think he's going to go right deep into the competition. At the moment, you can get 7-4 with William Hill that Judge Rinder makes the final three. And I think that looks, not in a formality, but that looks a very, very strong bet to me as the weeks go on. That's it for me from this particular weekend of the podcast, week number three. My two recommendations would be Naga Machetti to be eliminated at 9-2. And also, long term, I do think that Judd Rinder bet at 7-4 to get into the final three remains a very, very solid option. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Strictly Come Dancing podcast.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey, oh, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.